Mark, it's Tuesday.
It is. Time for 10-Minute Tuesdays. What do we got shaking today, Susie?
We got all kinds of stuff. We got some inside information from our client-facing folks. So this first little update is coming from Hannah from our agency team. And she's hearing that a lot of retailers are now bringing back rental fleets since, you know, the before times.
Yeah. There were rental fleets, and then I think everybody sold them because there weren't any bikes to sell. And now there's some inventory. So that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, right. I mean, why not? I think it's also, you know, people are traveling, people are getting out and about.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Yeah. So we have, I just want to do a little reminder of kind of what we have available to help you get the word out as a retailer. So we have some complimentary library pages that are easy to, you know, update, make sure it represents your selection, your prices, if you'd like. And we also have a number of integrations.
Yeah, there's three main ones that are on our integration page. You can find that page in the footer of smartdetailing.com. And those are integrations that we see working and or have vetted. Some of them we've vetted, some of them we just see working really well. And there's three for rental bikes. There's Rental Bike Manager, Bookable, and Rent a Bike Now. And so, you know, depending on how you want to approach that, those three options are there. I'm sure there's others, but these are three that we know work really, really well and have for quite a long time. So if you need help sorting those out, let us know.
And then also make sure that folks know that you're offering rental bikes or demo bikes, I should say, as well. They're kind of along the same lines in some ways.
Yep.
Yeah, so make sure maybe it's on your homepage. Maybe there's a section you have it under services. It's a great use for Google Ads. Maybe people are searching while they're traveling, things like that. If you're a riding destination, which is like everywhere in my book, but
You're not a riding destination, even more a reason to point it out because you could be the only game in that market.
That's a great point.
Yeah, strategery.
And then strategery. Okay. And then maybe add that to your Google My Business. All that good stuff. Yep. We're here to help.
Yeah. Good tips.
Service departments. So People for Bikes put together a report on kind of consumer spending and habits and things like that and what the state of the industry is looking like and participation in cycling. And the service departments really came out as a bright spot of 2022. So I think more specifically, you know, revenue generated by service departments in 2022 outperformed every year on a record aside from 2020. So that's kind of
strong.
Yeah, that's strong. Great. I know. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. And so I just wanted to maybe bring up some ideas for, you know, driving business and getting more eyes and just attracting more folks to your service department.
Yeah. That's the habit you have of trying to figure out how to turn that into something marketable and valuable to our merchants.
I try my hardest, you know?
Yeah. So what would you recommend for that?
Yeah. So a number of things. I think automated emails would be a really great way to get people back in your store. You know, your existing customers are kind of your most easily marketable, it's the least expensive to get them to kind of come back and continue to shop with you. So maybe a reminder, you know, send an email out after so many days after someone bought a bike from you. Even just encouraging them to take advantage of the complimentary, you know, adjustments that a lot of retailers offer, things like that. But it's just
getting
kind of
back in the store.
Yeah, continue to build that relationship. And remind them, you know, a lot of folks maybe don't ride bikes as much as Mark and I. I'm just kidding. Yes. But just little things of like taking care of your chain, taking care of your tires, little maintenance, and just, you know, help them take care of their bikes because a well-working bike is a happy bike rider. No, just
something
like that.
I think, too, if you have recreational or enthusiast cyclists that get typical seasonal tune-ups, it's good to set up automated emails to those folks, too, just to remind them because time passes by. I mean, I have reminders set up for the filter in the refrigerator and the filter in the HVAC. Otherwise, I'd never remember to do that. So I think something similar could hold if customer X is getting a tune-up every year. Let's make sure we remind them to do that on that same schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe we have a built-out track, like some premium email tracks in our loyalty service.
We sure do. So the customer loyalty program is what you use for these automated emails. And by automated, we really mean that once it's set up, it just looks at POS data. So essentially anything that you've set up as a SKU to be sold in Lightspeed or Ascend can be turned in or triggered one of these emails. And so it just happens automatically once they're set up. You can build those just like everything here at Smart Detailing. The tools are there. You can build them yourself. That loyalty program is $49 a month per location. Or we've got some lovely premium content. So we've got a 5-email service campaign that we've got that is outstanding. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. We for each merchant that purchases that, we personalize it, make sure their branding's represented. But they work really, really well. Almost no effort on your part other than to review the email with us, make sure we got the right thing set up, and then it gets set up and it does its thing indefinitely.
Yeah. Loyalty. Where's Mark from? Anyway.
What was that?
I just like how you say loyalty.
A little dig at the South, huh? Okay. I see.
Never. Anyway. We also have that complimentary service appointment tool that's included in every Smart Detailing website package. Just another way to make it easy for folks.
Yep.
Mark, can you remember the last time you called someone to make an appointment for anything?
I cannot.
Yeah,
I have a relatively poor memory for that kind of thing anyway, but it's been a really long time since I picked the phone up and just called somebody to schedule anything.
Absolutely. So I think that kind of says it enough.
Yeah. And look, some people still do, right? Some people are going to call no matter what you do. Unfortunately, some people are just going to walk in with their bike and think you're going to handle it right then. But a large portion and a growing portion of your consumer base really just wants to do that from their computer or their phone. So give them a way to do it.
And then, of course, you know, make sure that you have a service and repair landing page in your website. Maybe make sure it's localized. That's another great kind of enhancement you can make. Another good reminder about Google My Business, maybe your social accounts, things like that.
Yeah, and if you're a multi-location store and services vary by location, then use those location detail pages to outline those different services. So if you've got fork servicing at one of your three locations, make sure that's prominent. If you got a high-end bike fitter at one and not the other, make that noticeable and obvious on those location detail pages so people have a better chance of showing up in the right location.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder that there are multiple spring sales going on. There's the Trek Fest, Specialized Speed into Spring Savings, and the Santa Cruz Factory Sale. And we have complimentary content in the library for all of those. And we will also update your website for both the Specialized and the Santa Cruz content for you.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Cool.
What else you got?
Well, you know, I'm always asking the client-facing folks for tips and things they wish our merchants knew, just things that aren't as obvious or you don't do them as often. So it's always one of those, well, I wish they knew this. And one of the things they get asked occasionally is, how do I know what products in my POS system are not showing up on my website? And that's a tough one because I guess, you know, one way to do it is to stare at your website and click through everything, but that's time consuming. And it is time consuming no matter what to figure out what's not there. That's a lot harder than figuring out what is there. But if you go to your POS sync settings in your Smart Detailing Site Manager, there is a thing called a mapping report. So if you download a little button, click it, downloads an Excel spreadsheet of what we call a mapping report. And essentially, that's after we look at your data and process it. You can tell from that what is mapped. There's a column called mapped. It'll have yes, no, or it'll be blank. So yes means it's mapped. You're good to go. No means it was an option and you chose something else. So it got presented. Maybe you were doing part numbers or there was a duplicate UPC code. But blank means nothing happened. And that might be because we don't have a matching item in the catalog, which is pretty rare these days because our coverage is really strong. More likely, it means there's a missing UPC code or part number, or it's just wrong. So maybe the UPC you're using is from years ago, or maybe we made a mistake. But with that mapping report, you can, if you're handy with spreadsheets, you can certainly sort that by the column that's blank. And just run through that. And if you see something major that you want on the site, then troubleshoot that. Figure out which of those three things is it? Do we not have the item? Are you missing a UPC or part number? Or is our data wrong? And we're certainly happy to help troubleshoot that. We will not take that report for you and dig through it. That's not part of our support. But if you find something and go, boy, this really should be on my website. Why isn't it? And you don't see it immediately. It's not an obvious thing. Then reach out to client success and they'll help you troubleshoot that. And Susie, you, we started off talking about rental bike fleets coming back, and that's largely, I'm sure that's probably largely a result of the extra inventory. Now people feel like they can allot some bikes to that. That reminded me of Buy Local Now. So we've got technology we call Buy Local Now that is used to sit on brand sites to help funnel traffic from the brand site to merchants who have those items in stock. More than ever, this is a great thing because there's warehouses with inventory in it. Retailers have that inventory. Brands are hoping to help you sell that inventory. And some of the brands use it for something even more detailed, like Giant uses it for Weblink. So if you get a Weblink sale through Giant, that's being powered by Buy Local Now. So if you're a smart detailing retailer, make sure you've gone in and set those up. All you really have to do is have a smart detailing website. And so most of the brands just automatically pick that up that participate in Buy Local Now. Some of the brands that have specific programs like Giant, I think some of the Q brands, Salsa and Surly, there's a little box you check in the supplier account screen settings. Make sure you check those because that lets them know you'd like them, those brands, to send you those referrals. And every little bit helps to get those referrals from brands and sell the inventory that's on the floor. And, you know, I think that's great when we're seeing rising inventory levels.
And what about for folks who don't have a smart detailing website?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. So you can have a free Buy Local Now account that just gives you access to a few of those services like Buy Local Now and Map Protection and things like that. So if you don't have a smart detailing website, just reach out to us. There's a form on the site you can find under the Buy Local Now section. But just reach out to us and let us know. We'll get you set up with that free account if you don't have a smart detailing website. But you really should have a smart detailing website if you're in bicycle retail.
Yes, absolutely. And that being said, I think that's about it for 10 Minute Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to go make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go for a bike ride later today.
Ooh, well, majority of our trails are open, so I've got a hot date with my mountain bike.
Outstanding. I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.